Sister Berta Saylor and Sister Carita Busimus are having a family photo this afternoon in their Raytown backyard.
Living with the nuns. We're going to start this
today. He wants to start a TV show, Living with the Nuns.
This is not your typical big suburban brood. Eight young black kids ranging in age from 25 to 1, including a nonverbal teenager in a wheelchair born addicted to 12 different drugs, and two white nuns in baggy shirts and pants. Some of these kids have lived here their whole lives. Some are foster kids. Some just come and go.
Okay, right here. Everybody right here at me.
The sisters have been taking care of kids for 42 years. They began while teaching middle school at St. Vincent's Parish in Kansas City because, Sister Carita says, some of the mothers in the neighborhood weren't working because they couldn't afford childcare.
You know, in those days, middle and upper class people, the wife stayed home and the husband worked. Well, a lot of our single moms needed childcare, and it wasn't a regulated industry then at all.
And so the nuns hired a woman from the neighborhood to watch the kids while they were teaching. At first there were 4, soon there were 10, then 20. They needed more space. What began as an informal arrangement evolved into an official daycare center. In 1981, they moved into the old Penny's department store building at 31st and Troost.
And we named it Operation Breakthrough for 2 reasons. We were going to break through poverty. And it was during the Vietnam War, and we thought the government would think it was part of the war effort and give us money, but that didn't happen.
Sister Carita says they got by because they didn't have to pay much for staff.
Oh, oh yes, I would have to say their salary was definitely a volunteer salary.
You know, it was during the days of the Flower Children and the Vietnam War, then there were a lot of conscientious objectors. Most of them lived in our house with us. So they got like $20 a month for teaching in the school or working in the child care center.
Four decades later, Sister Berta says the agency has never had any legal problems involving the children and that it's filling an increasingly essential need for poor women struggling to support families on low-wage jobs. Missouri's cut funding for child care, which means fewer families are subsidized. Currently, about a third of the kids at Operation Breakthrough go for free. The center offers early childhood education and medical and dental services, social workers, therapists, a food and clothes pantry for the families. Operation Breakthrough has prospered largely due to the charismatic leadership of the two nuns, but the sisters are aging and their retirement is imminent. Last year, 79-year-old Carita fell and broke a bone in her back. It's unclear if she'll be able to come back to work. Jennifer Heinemann, Director of Development, misses Carita's calming influence.
Sister Carita is always a source of faith for all of us. She's not the worrier. Sister Berta worries and worries and worries, and Sister Carita just smiles and says, it'll be all right.
Sister Berta, now 76, still puts in 10-hour days, but admits she's also slowing down. Susan Stanton, who came on as CEO and president of Operation Breakthrough last year, says the nuns will always be the face of the agency, but childcare has changed.
The management has to be more intentional than the entrepreneurial spirit that Sister Berta and Sister Carita had when they started. You know, you just can't. I think they will acknowledge there's a little bit of by the seat of their pants. Just do it.
Back at the house, the kids who live with Sister Berta and Sister Carita lounge together on a wraparound couch. I asked them if they understand what their foster mothers have done. Cordell Miller has lived virtually his whole life here. He's leaving this week for college at Missouri Science and Technology in Rolla.
Watching them do their job and being down at Operation Breakthrough and hearing a lot of the stories that they come home and discuss, to be able to say, oh, I'm going to college to major to be an engineer, or oh, I want to be a pre-med or pre-vet, is just amazing and a blessing to say. So I guess that's one thing I take from them, and when they're gone, let that live through me.
Sisters Berta and Carita leave a legacy with dozens of kids like Cordell who've lived under their roof at one time or another. Their legacy also is permanent at Operation Breakthrough, though it's widely believed that once they're no longer there, the organization will never be quite the same. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.